They've done it a couple times here in the last few scores. They've had a few rollouts, running the big 6'6" man out there for the Eagles.
And there it is. You called it.
Oh, I knew that was coming. 22 Colton Palmer, the same play.
And it looked like the Warriors had two guys on big Nathan Spatzel going out there. I don't think they wanted him to get the ball.
They're going to have to put somebody on their shoulders to keep up with Nathan Spatzel. He's out there at 6'6" in their arm reach. And you could tell when Patello throws them the ball, he throws it way up. I mean, he's getting the fingertip, full extension. If he gets him on the numbers, any team's going to be in trouble when he starts hitting those hands.
That's for sure.
Here we go, fourth down and two. And we're going to have a flag up. We're going to have a legal motion against Deckerville. Well, the Warriors could stop him here. And they need a stop right now with fourth and seven. 3:36 to go here in the third quarter. The score 22-0.
Yeah, the Warriors need a stop here because it's still doable, but as time goes by, the clock is not going to be their friend.
Warriors will stay with, it looks like they're going to stay and go with a 4-3. 4-3-1, is that a safety way in the back? I'm going to guess that's the guy that has to shadow Nathan Spatzel. Wherever he goes, don't let him get past you.
Yeah, and that's Shane Maurer, and no pun intended, but that'll be a tall order.
Here we go. Fourth and seven. We're going to go with the pass off the right side. He's got a receiver open in the hands of number 20, running him out of bounds, Justin Gove. Is that enough for a first down? It's going to be close, and it looks like we'll be first and goal.
It is first down, yep. And that pass was thrown right on the
right,
money, too.
Yeah. He didn't have to break stride again. Kept him moving, and a handoff right up the middle and powering it up there. And the touchdown is called. Ryan Stone, number four, chopping the feet with a score of 28-0 with 3:23 to go in the third quarter.
And Ryan Stone also just running that ball up there so strong. How many people hit him before he crossed the goal line?
He probably hit three guys and then he made it into the second just about the rest of the Warrior team got there.
Deckerville's yards after contact are just
phenomenal.
They are. Tonight.
Back out of the pro set. Dylan Patello slips, but he got back up and tried to get that pass off, and they're going to call a dead ball. As the quarterback's knees hit the turf. At 3:23 to go here in the third quarter, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after this.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about it. Ask me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Bill Lukowski, about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and I can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Get started today. Call me at 810-376-4710. Our office is located at 3473 Main Street in downtown Deckerville.
Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Get a $750 instant rebate when you install a Hydron Module geothermal system from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. This is Matt Reaver. Hydron Module geothermal systems are affordable, highly efficient units that significantly reduce your heating and cooling costs. Best of all, every Hydron Module geothermal unit comes with a lifetime compressor warranty. Install now and get a $750 instant rebate and a 30% federal tax credit. So be prepared for winter and get a whole lot more for less with a Hydron Module geothermal unit from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens to your car, home, or business. In this moment, get an agent who'll protect you in that moment. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people.
Hi, this is Brad Stone, your local independent insurance agent at Stone Insurance Agency in Deckerville. Call for a no-obligation quote at 810-376-2915.
On the kickoff back at Deckerville Field, the kick taken by Shane Maurer on the 20-yard line, returned up to about the 35, a nice return by the 5'9 junior for the North Huron Warriors. So Warriors with the ball out of the I formation, running up the middle. We're going to pick up about a yard or two. They'll make it second and nine with 2:55 to go here in the third quarter. Kurt Damrow along with Chad Knobloch bringing you all the play-by-play on WLEW Sports 102.1 FM, Bad Axe. Boy, it just keeps getting nicer out.
It really does. It's just beautiful.
Perfect football weather. And the Warriors break over the ball. Second and nine, 2:30 on the clock. Out of the I formation. Quick pass over the middle. Oh, and the receiver was right there. 88. It was a quick snap and pass to Adam Homerich.
Yep, the pass was there, but I don't know if they were on the same page.
No, I think they were about two pages off on that one. they knew it was going to be a pass play, but I don't think Adam thought the ball was going to come that quick. And as soon as he got the snap, the quarterback pulled it up for the Warriors, and the ball was in the air. Number 19, Shane Maurer, under center, out of the I formation for the Warriors. Nice fake. Pass off the right side, and we're going to have a flag on the play.
I'm wondering if he got a hold of the receiver.
Yep. So the call will be on Deckerville with 2:24 to go here in our third quarter. And we're going to have more updates for you coming up here throughout the third quarter and at our break. And there's some big scores. I think you'll be surprised when you hear some of these scores tonight. So stay tuned. So the Warriors will have a first and 10. They're going to take it right to the 49-yard line of the Warriors. This is something that the North Huron team needed.
I think that was a roughing the passer call on Deckerville.
So here we go, first and 10 on the 49-yard line. Alex Bichette, the center. Snaps back to the quarterback. Quick handoff on the right side. James Veers is going to take it off of the right guard. He'll pick up just a yard or two. That'll make it second down and eight.
Yeah, that was Cody Malzoff on the tackle, 6'1 senior. 6'1, 230. That's a big boy.
Big boy. See what the defense lined up. Now we're going to go with still 4-2-2. Four down linemen for the Deckerville Eagles, two linebackers, and the linebackers don't hesitate at all. Blitzing both linebackers, and this time they're going to get through untouched, and that's number 81 for the Deckerville Eagles. Austin Spatzel, the 6'1 sophomore, went through undetected, and it's going to be a loss of about 5 yards for the Warriors as they blitz both linebackers.
Wow, I mean, as soon as that ball was snapped, his arm was already on Maurer's
jersey. They were on top
of
him. Yeah. 1 minute, 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Coach Bill Brown, the Deckerville Eagles, getting that team motivated. Keep them alive. Even though they're on top, these coaches aren't giving this team an inch. They're staying right on top every play, telling the guys what they're missing. Same thing Travis Fisher does over on the Warriors side. Oh, a double blitz again by the linebacker and the pit and... Well, I'm not sure about that one. There's going to be a flag on the play. Number 19 was getting chased down, the quarterback for the Warriors, Shane Maurer.
They were in hot pursuit. He had two defenders right on his tail.
I'm not sure if they're even going to call that a forward pass.
No, they're going to call intentional grounding, aren't they?
Yep, that's it. Intentional grounding. Well, he did his best to get rid of the ball. Oh. It didn't help him with the penalty.
No, it was a good idea, but it didn't get past that line of scrimmage.
But you know what? I'm looking where the ball's marked and where they would have had the quarterback at. That's just about where Shane would have been tackled at anyways, so they really didn't give anything up on it.
No. In fact, he might have saved his body a little abuse.
Yeah, he would have got hammered. Fourth down, 23 yards to go. It's the kick. Almost blocked. Just missed by number two of the Deckerville Eagles. Number four for Deckerville on the return. Oh, and still on his feet and making some big yards. Ryan Stone took the ball on about the 25-yard line, returned it all the way back to the Warriors, about 34-yard line.
And he did. He broke a couple nice tackles running up the right side and finally brought down by Adam Pichette, number 74. But again, those first two tackles, they were high, and it didn't take much for him to shed.
And